what we tried to get across to people at that point in time, that the whole thing was a fugazi. But again, people chose not to listen. The article goes on. More than half of Americans who were adults amid the Great Recession said they endured some kind of negative financial impact. Wow, more than half? I did. During that point in time, we at Markowski Investments endured a negative financial impact. We're paid based upon our clients' assets and how well they do. Nobody was doing well during the Great Recession. Everything was going down, even though many things shouldn't have gone down. What did we do? We made ourselves stronger. We dollar cost average. We battened down the hatches. We came out over the Great Recession a hell of a lot better than we were before we even went into it. Why? Because we used our heads. We didn't buy into the emotion. We didn't go out and order one of Glenn Beck's seed banks. We did not go out and buy gold coins. Come on. People, downturns are going to happen. If you handle them properly, guess what? You will come out ahead. It's like any other obstacle that you are going to face in life at any other point in time. It's the decisions you make. It's the choices that make that end up defining you. Choose wisely. Whenever I say choose wisely, I think of that the Knight Templar in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Pick the right cup. Pick the right course of action. Stop listening to the charlatans out there. All of the people that don't have any skin in the game, like we talked about earlier on in the program. Listen to them. Yeah, pretty good shot you're going to end up losing. Anyway, what I mean by narratives, yeah, you're going to see more and more and more and more stories like this leading into the 2020 election. You've got to convince everybody that the world is terrible and their economy is really bad. That's the job of the mainstream media. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got to mention this story. I got several emails on this. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg, stating that the company made a mistake in its handling of the implementation of the cockpit warning system in its 737 MAX jets prior to the two fatal crashes. And he said its communication with the regulators and customers, they weren't consistent. We clearly had a mistake in the implementation of the alert. So far, Boeing's not doing so well at the Paris, the Paris show that they've got going on right now, air show. They're not selling as many planes. Airbus is pretty much kicking their tail. Hey, they're going to feel this. They are. But again, I'm always a big believer in full disclosure and honesty. I think that Dennis Muilenburg is a little late to the party. I think a lot of these CEOs, again, obviously they want to hold on to their job as long as they possibly can. They're making a fortune. They've got consultants. They've got PR people that surround them and tell them what to do. And they listen. And I think many people that have to hire all of these consultants and PR people to tell you how to act, what to do, what to wear, I think people lose who they are. And at times, it was, this consultant, these people come in to Markowski Investments and radio consultant. I get them all the time. I'm going to analyze your radio show and tell you how to do it. Whenever I hear that, I got the old Bender from Breakfast Club with the middle finger down picture. Can you hear this? Shall I turn it up? I'm not changing who I am or what I believe in for you. And again, they're for these CEOs. You want to talk about the biggest chickens on the planet? Oh, what's it going to do to the share price if I come and admit it? And on and on and on with their crap. There was, whenever I think about this and dealing with crisis, you're going to deal with situations where things are going to go wrong. You are. Things are going to go wrong in life. Things are going to go wrong in business. Sometimes pretty bad. Pretty bad. Now, obviously, this is a terrible, terrible situation. How do you go about dealing with those? So I always tell people that at some point in time, I tell kids, you've got to get a job working in the service industry. You've got to get a job waiting tables, bartending, because things will go wrong. Things will go wrong. Customers will get upset. Food won't be cooked right. Drinks won't taste right. And you're going to have to deal, and these are obviously smaller issues in the grand scheme of things, but it teaches you how to go about dealing with them and how to go about handling them. And you know what you do? You're honest and upfront. And you tell people what happened. Do you think that we've always been right in all of our years in managing people's money with the calls that we've made? Do you not think we've gotten stopped out on certain positions that didn't do what we thought they were going to do? Sure. Sure. Well, you explain to the client why and why you think what happened and why, you know, you made the mistake, and you move on. You have to be out front. You have to be honest about these things. You know, maybe think about as well, there was a scene in the Tom Clancy movie. Which one was it? Clear and Present Danger. And you got this corrupt president, and he finds out that his lifelong buddy, college buddy, was laundering money for the drug cartels. And his lifelong buddy, and everybody knew his lifelong buddy, his whole entire family were slaughtered by the cartels on their yacht. And all the information is coming out, and he's got all his consultants and handlers and PR people and advisors telling him how to handle it. And the one honest guy in the room is, of course, the hero, Jack Ryan. Tells him to tell the truth. Tells him, they ask if you were friends. You say, no, we were lifelong friends. You're honest about the entire thing. And he made the statement there. He said, why try to defuse a bomb after it's already gone off? Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about immigration. I guess headline, Donald Trump starting this week is going to start deporting millions of illegals. I don't have any problem with that. Just explain to me how that's possible. You tell me how you're going to go ahead and do that. I don't get it. Hey, the best way, and like I said, the easiest way to get rid of all of these people that are coming in, again, don't give them work permits. Change our asylum rules. Enforce E-Verify. Everybody will self-deport. They'll do it by themselves. It won't cost you anything. I don't see it happen. I don't. It's interesting as well. My state here of New York has now decided that they are going to allow illegals to get driver's licenses. And it's kind of ticked me off a little bit, because when I moved back to New York 3 years ago and I had to get a New York State driver's license, my passport, my Florida's license, proof of where I lived, a myriad of different identification documents wasn't enough. They still made me go down to the Social Security Administration and get myself a new Social Security card. Yet, you know what? No, it's okay now. We're going to allow undocumented people to get driver's license. It's easier to get a driver's license if you are illegal than it is if you are legal. America. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. God bless everyone. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, said Tuesday he will hold hearings into the flawed U.S. troop withdrawal of Afghanistan. Mr. Menendez is one of three top Democrats who head Senate committees who vowed to investigate the Afghanistan exit debacle. The Texas Supreme Court ruled Tuesday evening the state's House Democrats can be arrested if they don't attend the state capitol due to their efforts to stop voting integrity legislation. The court has already blocked lower court orders in Travis and Harris counties protecting the Democrats. Tropical Storm Grace hit Haiti Monday into Tuesday, complicating rescue efforts following Saturday's earthquake that left nearly 2,000 people dead, over 10,000 injured, and tens of thousands homeless. The rapidly growing Caldor Fire in Northern California prompted mandatory evacuation orders overnight as it burnt homes in and around the El Dorado County town of Grizzly Flats. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Pentagon reported Tuesday the main airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, had been secured by the 82nd Airborne and other military personnel. Exit flights are planned to continue through the end of the month as the Taliban has retaken the country from Afghan forces. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The U.S. military has received assurances from the Taliban that they will not interfere with operations at the Kabul airport. Major General Hank Taylor, who is a senior official with the Pentagon Joint Chiefs of Staff, said they're picking up the pace of the airlift.
We predict that our best effort could look like 5,000 to 9,000 passengers departing per day.
On the first day of the airlift, there was a breakdown of security as hundreds of Afghans tried to climb on a C-17 transport plane as it took off from Kabul. Video from the scene showed two people falling from the plane to their death, but another was later found dead in a wheel well. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Space Force Officer Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, punished after denouncing Marxism ideologies in the military, is set to be honorably discharged. The Lieutenant Colonel tells Epoch Times the hypocrisy in the military is real.
I spoke up and said we need to remove the politics from our military environment. And I was relieved of my command for being politically partisan. And so where does that leave our young service members right now who are supposed to be apolitical but yet want to retain their beliefs, values, and be able to speak freely? Yeah, first I'll say up front, I am still active duty, though I'm on terminal leave. And terminal leave means I'm separating from the service, and my last day in the service is 1 September. Where things stand for us at the moment is that for the past 3 months, we've heard that there was an alleged investigation that was ongoing in the Pentagon, but I've not had any communication about that, either from my chain of command or from the Air Force Inspector General's office, who is the one that I think was to be conducting an investigation. And so I wrote a letter to then acting Secretary of the Air Force, explaining certain circumstances, which I don't plan to make public, but also requesting an early retirement and a separation honorably from the service. And they've denied me an early retirement, but agreed that they would separate me. And so my family and I have decided that that's the best course of action for us right now, given the circumstances.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, said Tuesday he will hold hearings into the flawed U.S. troop withdrawal of Afghanistan. Mr. Menendez is one of three top Democrats who head Senate committees who vowed to investigate the Afghanistan exit debacle. The Texas Supreme Court ruled Tuesday evening the state's House Democrats can be arrested if they don't attend the state capitol due to their efforts to stop voting integrity legislation. The court has already blocked lower court orders in Travis and Harris counties protecting the Democrats. Tropical Storm Grace hit Haiti Monday into Tuesday, complicating rescue efforts following Saturday's earthquake that left nearly 2,000 people dead, over 10,000 injured, and tens of thousands homeless. The rapidly growing Caldor Fire in Northern California prompted mandatory evacuation orders overnight as it burnt homes in and around the El Dorado County town of Grizzly Flats. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Pentagon reported Tuesday the main airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, had been secured by the 82nd Airborne and other military personnel. Exit flights are planned to continue through the end of the month as the Taliban has retaken the country from Afghan forces. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The U.S. military has received assurances from the Taliban that they will not interfere with operations at the Kabul airport. Major General Hank Taylor, who is a senior official with the Pentagon Joint Chiefs of Staff, said they're picking up the pace of the airlift.
We predict that our best effort could look like 5,000 to 9,000 passengers departing per day.
On the first day of the airlift, there was a breakdown of security as hundreds of Afghans tried to climb on a C-17 transport plane as it took off from Kabul. Video from the scene showed two people falling from the plane to their death, while another was later found dead in a wheel well. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Space Force Officer Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, punished after denouncing Marxism ideologies in the military, is said to be honorably discharged. The Lieutenant Colonel tells Epoch Times the hypocrisy in the military is real.
I spoke up and said, we need to remove the politics from our military environment. And I was relieved of my command for being politically partisan. And so where does that leave our young service members right now who are supposed to be apolitical, but yet want to retain their beliefs, values, and be able to speak freely? Yeah, first I'll say up front, I am still active duty, though I'm on terminal leave. And terminal leave means I'm separating from the service, and my last day in the service is 1 September. Where things stand for us at the moment is that for the past 3 months, we've heard that there was an alleged investigation that was ongoing in the Pentagon, but I've not had any communication about that, either from my chain of command or from the Air Force and Inspector General's office, who is the one that I think was to be conducting an investigation. And so I wrote a letter to then acting Secretary of the Air Force, explaining certain circumstances, which I don't plan to make public, but also requesting an early retirement and a separation honorably from the service. And they've denied me an early retirement, but agreed that they would separate me. And so my family and I have decided that that's the best course of action for us right now, given the circumstances.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on 100in Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know, this past week, I was delving back into Greek mythology and some ancient Greek plays. I do. I always go to the classics. Ancient Rome, ancient Greece, and look to some of the writing from back then. Oftentimes because it's withstood the test of time. I have to talk about here on the program, talk about wisdom. And the fact that it is evasive in today's day and age, in many respects and in many different areas. But the interesting thing, you read about mythology and you read some of these old plays, that it's always been evasive. Times change, but do they really? So, yeah, I was looking up a play, and I'm going to get into this a little bit later on in the program, about money, wealth, socialism, and I was going to see what the ancient Greeks thought about it, and You know, I decided today on the program, I said it's going back from the past, because oftentimes in my writing, many of the columns that I've written over the years, I've gone to some of these stories in an effort to help explain what's happening at that point in time. Back in January of 1999, I wrote a column entitled Icarus and the Stock Market. Now, if you're not familiar with the story of Icarus, it's Icarus, a young boy who received a pair of wings. And these wings would allow him to fly. Now, before he takes off on his first flight, his father warns him, do not fly too high. Do not go too close to the sun. Your wings are going to catch fire, and you're going to crash, and you're going to die. And the boy does not heed his father's advice, and it doesn't work out too well for him at all. And again, at that point, I was talking about the dot-coms and the run-up in all the technology stocks, and, you know, check the date, January of 1999. I wasn't too popular on radio programs and television programs back then. I was the whipping boy. I was defying conventional wisdom, as we do here on the program, going against what everyone else is saying at that point in time. Back in March of 2008, I wrote a column entitled How to Kill a Hydra. But you know what a hydra is? A monster? It was basically a water snake dragon thing, and had multiple heads, poisonous blood, its breath was poisonous, and the hydra guarded the passage to the underworld. Now, when someone wanted to go and try to kill the hydra, and actually was lucky enough to sever one of the heads of the hydra, another two grew back. Uh-oh, that wasn't good. But anyway, eventually Hercules and his cousin figured it out. After they chopped a head off, they burned the stump. And that article I was talking about, all of the exercises in futility that were taking place by the Wizards of Smart in Washington, D.C., the Treasury, you name it, all trying to fix what was going on in the financial system at that point in time. We'll fix it. Yeah, all the king's horses and all the king's men. One of my favorite stories, because I oftentimes compare myself to this fella, is the story of Sisyphus. Now, Sisyphus was the founder and king of Corinth. And he was a clever fella. He was known to be a bit crafty throughout his entire life. And Sisyphus, he saved his greatest win, his greatest triumph, for last. Now, when the god of the underworld, Hades, came to claim him personally for the kingdom of the dead, Hades brought with him a pair of handcuffs, which at the time was a bit of a novelty. Now, Sisyphus, being the shrewd fella, true to his character, asked all the right questions, and expressed such an interest in Hades' handcuffs that Hades was persuaded to demonstrate their use on himself. That's how the god of the underworld found himself locked in Sisyphus' closet for days. Now, again, you got to imagine this in the story. With Hades locked in the closet, he couldn't perform his duties, which was basically carting people off to the underworld. So, obviously, that kind of screwed things up in Greece, made things a little bit out of whack. So, if you were a soldier and you happened to be chopped to bits in battle that day, guess what? You're showing up that evening at the taverna and you're downing ouzo and octopus. So, nobody could die. Basically, eventually Hades got out and Sisyphus was ordered to the underworld for the internal assignment. But again, the trickster, he had other ideas. Sisyphus told his wife not to bury him. So when he arrived in the underworld, he complained to Persephone, the queen of the dead, that he had not been accorded the proper funeral honors. Even more, he pleaded that an unburied corpse had no business on the far side of the river Styx. His wife did not place a coin under his tongue to secure passage with the ferryman. Surely your highness should realize I must be given leave to return topside to make things right. And Persephone agreed. Sisyphus made his way back to the beautiful land of grilled fish and sunshine where he forgot about funerals and coins and promises, and he partied like it was 5,000 B.C. Now, sure enough, Hades did show up and brought him back down, and guess what? That was it. He was assigned. His crime against Hades is that for an eternity he had hard, frustrating labor. Sisyphus's assignment was to roll a great boulder to the top of a hill. Only every time Sisyphus attained the summit, the boulder would roll back down again. Those Greek gods could be tough, huh? Reason why I like that story, because it shows, well, the frustration that Sisyphus is now enduring for eternity, according to the Greek legend, right? I wrote the story about Sisyphus and Moi, Sisyphus and the Watchdog, back in September 2005. And at that point in time, we were dealing with, it's always been a point in time, rip-off, scam, scam, rip-off, scam, rip-off, rinse, repeat, over and over again. I did mention this on the program. I said back around 2005, I can go back to my old recordings. I can go access my old recordings, and you'll hear me yelling and screaming on the program. I don't do that as much anymore. I know sometimes I revert and I start yelling and screaming, getting all bent out of shape. I was frustrated. And the reason why is, again, I lose a lot. Every day we here at the program, we at Markowski Investments, we push the rock to the top of the hill and it rolls back down on top of us again and again and again. Not all the time. It's not as bad as it is for Sisyphus, but often, yes, it does. We come here, we talk about various different rip-off scams, how to avoid being baited, how to avoid being scammed, what these con artists are going to do. We constantly, our phone lines are open all the time. We have a 24-hour-a-day help hotline, our website, people contacting us, sending us emails, asking questions about various different investment firms out there. Who's good? Who's bad? Well, again, we fill you in. And, you know, it was true back in 2005. It's true today. True back in 2005, true in 2019. There hasn't been one time. Hasn't been one time where I've had someone contact us that we warned, tried to help out, point in the right direction. Not once. Has anyone contacted us and said, Chris, you're wrong. You're wrong. Matt, you're wrong. Michael, you're wrong. I made a fortune with that guy. That things worked out great. You're an idiot. Not once. And one would assume that if we screwed up, someone would like to basically rub our noses in it. But no. Listen, I can't time the market. I can't. We told you that here. Yeah, we take a look at our track record. Well, we're pretty good at calling things. But hey, look at Icarus in the stock market, January 1999. Market went up over the next year when I was warning people, hey, listen, this is not good. Valuations are insane. But we were right. But one thing we are good at is understanding who the good guys are and the bad guys are. We see right through this stuff. This past week, I was provided a list by the Securities and Exchange Commission. They just released an updated list of fake firms, fake investment firms, and bogus regulators. Now, if I were to print this list up, this is the SEC's list. This is what they know that's out there. They really can't do anything about it. They're letting us know. You're not seeing anything extra. Everybody should go check this list to make sure whether or not your firm is a good one or your firm is a bad one. If I was to print the list out, it's close to 130 pages long, and it's not one per page. You understand me? It's a list. That's how bad it is out there. This is what we're trying to protect people from again and again and again over and over. Hey, listen. Listen, it's not just these small little bad brokerage firms and outfits out there. We go after the big firms as well. What I'm asking of my listeners out there is to check. Check. We're here to help you. We're here to help you. You don't have to do business with us. You don't have to do it. I could care less. We're here to help. We're here to help people avoid being ripped off and scammed. One of the many things that we do. And I brought this up at the beginning of the program today because, again, I was showing a little bit of frustration. The amount of firms that are still added to this list, that are continuing to be added to this list. You need to stop being a victim. One more thing before we got to go to break. You want to know why I stopped? I stopped yelling. I stopped getting angry about these things. I changed my mode of thinking. I'm a big believer in personal responsibility. We're big believers in personal responsibility here on the program. You need to own it. There's no reason for you to get ripped off or scammed. None. Especially after you have listened to this program, none. If it happens, I feel bad for you, but whose fault is it? It's yours. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great things at the site. Account repair kits, college planning kits, annuity help kits, you name it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5980.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. Army clothing experts are testing new extreme cold weather gear that's designed to be lighter, better fitting, and more effective in colder conditions than the current layering system. This winter, researchers at the Army's Combat Capabilities Development Command Soldier Center plan to field test the cold temperature Arctic system, a prototype system designed to be effective down to minus 65 degrees Fahrenheit. The current cold weather clothing, a 7-level system that offers options from base layers to an extreme cold jacket and pants, is designed to be effective to minus 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but currently it performs at the negative 40 to 45 degree range. Quote, we want a system effective down to the negative 65 degrees. Hey, but we don't need this because we're experiencing global warming, right? Well, thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you. We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. So I have to comment on some of the latest, some of the big changes that were just made by the Securities and Exchange Commission and how they're going to go about labeling stockbrokers and advisors. There's new SEC rules. And in my opinion, what it's going to do is just, well, you know what we're going to have? It's going to sow a lot more confusion, and it's going to also, I guess if you're going to have, if you're one of the people that still have an account at a brokerage firm, why? I don't know. I don't care if it's Morgan Stanley, Merrill. It doesn't make any difference. You might have to invest in a really good microscope because the disclaimers that you're going to start seeing that are written in that really, really, really small, itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny font, you're going to start getting a lot more of that. There's new conduct rules that were just passed. It's called Regulation Best Interest. And what this is supposed to do is supposed to improve the quality and transparency in the financial advice business. And what it does, it will basically help clarify what kind of relationship a client has with their financial advisor and what conflicts the representative has. Now, the brokerage industry, they like these new rules. I don't. Brokers are now, they can now advertise and tell clients that they serve their best interest. But to me, it's a bit disingenuous. These new rules make it easier for a broker to basically fulfill that duty in saying that I'm working in your best interest by disclosing how they are not. Again, all they need to do is to put into some itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, fine print their various different conflicts, and they're off the hook. They are still not a fiduciary. You get it? They are still not a fiduciary. There is a big difference between the two. I don't understand for the life of me. Doesn't cost you any more money. Doesn't cost you. Why you wouldn't want to work with someone that by law has to do the right thing by you. Why? If you had the choice between doctors and you had the doctor that, as long as I put something in small print somewhere, I mean, you know, maybe I'll perform that procedure that they really don't need. And the doctor that is going to always do the right thing by you, who would you choose? There is a difference between the two. And the reality is that any publicly traded investment firm, bank, you name it, they cannot act in that capacity. They cannot act in that capacity. Why? Because their fiduciary duty is not to the client. It's not to their customers. It's to their shareholders. Why do you think Markowski Investments will never, ever, ever go public? Just that simple. Got to take a break, everyone. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Mind you again, take advantage of all the great things that we have on our site, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Western officials have stepped up evacuation efforts in Kabul, Afghanistan, with over 2,200 diplomats and other civilians flown from Afghanistan on military flights Wednesday. The ones that will be hurt the most with the collapse of the Afghan government are the women. After experiencing freedom and liberty, are now being told by the Taliban, the terrorist organization, will honor women's rights provided they obey the framework of Islamic law. Communist China has sent warships to the Taiwan Strait on Tuesday. China has been holding assault drills involving warships and military jets near its border with Taiwan. Beijing claimed the drills came in response to unspecified provocations and external interference. United States health authorities are expected to recommend an extra dose of COVID-19 vaccine for most Americans. Health officials in the Biden administration will recommend that most people get a booster shot 8 months after they complete their initial vaccination. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, next story. I talked about this past week on the podcast as well. And, you know, I want to share it with all of my radio listeners all across the country as well, because I think it's important. It's a really good teachable moment. One of the things we try to do, try to demonstrate how the world works here and use examples so you can make greater sense out of it. I started reading the Wall Street Journal a little bit, not a lot, a little bit, decades ago when I was in college. And I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't understand a lot of it. A lot of it was kind of boring to me. It was. And I basically, every day, I pick the thing up, and it's changed drastically. And I've been very, very critical of the paper over the past several years in regards to the quality of the reporting that they've been putting out. They changed. News Corp bought the Wall Street Journal, and most certainly they have improved with their pictures. A lot more pictures, a lot more stories on travel and luxury real estate and other destinations and wine and things like that. But as far as their business reporting is concerned, it's gone straight downhill. It is, you want to call it, people like to call it a conservative publication. I like to call it the publication for the conservative side of the establishment. But we often like to equate in terms of Caddyshack as the Bushwood Republicans. We give credit where credit's due when people put out good articles. We are an equal opportunity basher here on the program. And I got to come after the Wall Street Journal editorial board. They put out a editorial piece, and it was satire. It was a satire of the search that's been ongoing for Wells Fargo and how Wells Fargo is trying to find a CEO. And they write, wanted for top post in West Coast financial industry, a savvy manager who understands contemporary politics. Prior job holder resigned in March after failing to appreciate the bank's new status as a public utility. Company currently operates under the supervision of the Federal Reserve and Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and the right candidate must be eager to follow their orders. Government consent decree prohibits growth until regulators are satisfied that corporate culture has changed. The winning candidate will never have been overheard using the phrase return on equity. Hardy har har har. Listen, okay, I'm reading this, and I'm saying to myself, I'm laughing. I am. I got a sinking suspicion that people at the Wall Street editorial board understand how the world works. Wells Fargo is bloody omnipotent. If any